Who's here? Brian McTavish. How are you, buddy?
Tickled to be here.
We're talking cars.
That was interesting, that other stuff.
Yeah, Pat's a great guest. I lived great stories.
Before we talk cars, I lived on Broadway next to the Clough in a fourth floor balcony apartment.
Yeah.
And I don't think they didn't really have the Irish, the big parade on St. Paddy's Day on Broadway typically. The year I was there, they had it on Broadway.
Yeah.
We spilled a lot of stuff off that balcony, my friend. The kids spilled ice cream cones.
We spilled
other stuff. Yeah, anyway, but on to cars.
It's cars.
The Greater Kansas City International Auto Show.
International Auto Show.
Well, you know, it's funny. Your journalistic mind, like a steel trap, I stopped on that too. What's that? International?
What is that?
Well, the cars are... I guess you can drive them all over the world if you want to.
No one's going to stop you.
Yeah, and they all smell great before you drive them a few miles.
Love that smell.
Yeah, it's happening Thursday through Saturday, 10 in the morning.
Is it natural or is it like injected into the car by the automaker?
I think it's moot. I think it needs to be there.
Yes,
If it's not there, then no new car gets sold. I mean, what if they smelled old?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if people like the old car smell, they'd make it smell that way.
There you go.
Anyway, it's at Bartle Hall. It's today through Sunday. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the hybrids and the all electric cars.
Oh, very modern of you, Brian.
It's very modern of the promotional materials that I have here in front of me. But
that's
it's interesting.
Big thing.
Well, dozens of public electric vehicle charging stations are claimed to be across the metro area. Are they really?
I don't know. I don't see them.
How many do you?
I don't have a car. I'm not looking for them.
You're looking for a gas station.
Yeah.
All kinds of cars. If you want to see, and this is called drawing in everyone, the Chiefs Super Bowl trophy. Fans can get their photo taken with that piece of memorabilia along with it.
It hasn't disintegrated. It's been so many years, or it's still around?
Well, it had disintegrated in the minds of many.
Yeah.
But if you've been following the recent moves, even today.
It is good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm pretty psyched.
What was today's move?
Oh, now you're going to...
Winston, he was let go.
The guy who called the fans' reaction to Castle's injury last season, sick and disgusting.
Okay.
But he wasn't let go for that. He can't pass block, apparently, as well as they'd like him to.
Okay. Let's talk cats. Lots of cats.
Cars to cats to who knows what's next. Those are stray cats we're listening to.
Those are stray cats.
You could maybe spot a stray cat at the Mocan Cat Club Spring Cat Show, but it's highly unlikely you will. Purebred cat judging and related feline hijinks, no doubt. 9 to 5 Saturday at the Kansas City College and Bible School. Why do we have cats?
Do we need cats?
What do we need?
Dogs.
That's the... Oh, come on.
Yes.
All right, you're bringing me out. Now, here's the thing.
I'm allergic to them.
To cats or dogs?
Cats.
Well, no wonder you don't like the kitties. Okay, look, I'm not a cat person, but I had a cat foisted on me, and I had the cat for 14 years.
Wow.
Loved the cat.
People love their cats.
Loved the cat.
I don't understand that. Doesn't matter.
Let's try this. How about Felix the cat? Is he okay with you?
Well, okay.
He had a bag of tricks. Don't you like that?
Yes, he did.
There was Morris the cat. There was Crazy Cat.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to get into Crazy Cat. That's like half an hour of me talking about classic Sunday comic strips. But that was a great character. In the real life cat department, I had Sheena the cat, and she was wonderful. But if you want to go and see these beautiful purebred animals, please do so at the Kansas City College and Bible School, 74th and Metcalf. It's Saturday. It's only $5 to get in and go meow. Hey, nanny, ding, dong, a ling, a ling, a ling,
boom, ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, ba. Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one.
And what do we got here, buddy? Shaboom, shaboom.
Shaboom. That's a doo-wop song, right? Mm-hmm. Music of the 50s. Well, Life Could Be a Dream. You hear that lyric in there? That's the title, Life Could Be a Dream, of the new musical comedy featuring doo-wop hits of the 1950s. It opens at 8 o'clock Friday night. You can also see it Saturday at 8 or 2 p.m. Sunday.
At the American Heartland Theater.
Oh, what a team. That's right.
At Crown Center.
Yeah, and it's a funny story. It's about people that sing doo-wop and get into romantic struggles and this and that and the other thing. Which doo-wop song is this from? Bomb, ba-ba-bomb, ba-dang-a-dang, dang, a-ding-dong, ding. Blue Moon, of course. How about this one? Stick with me, Steve. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Doolang, 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 Doolang.
Yeah,
you know that one.
Yeah, I know I do.
It's He's So Fine, or,
he's
as,
so fine.
Or as
yeah,
it came to be
go.
Later known, My Sweet Lord. That's an inside joke, but I think many listeners will appreciate it.
And continuing on this theme, we have something going on at the Quality Hill Playhouse.
Never before have two doo-wop related
we can continue this.
Musical events taking place downtown simultaneously.
It's competing doo-wop.
This can't be planned. It makes too much sense. Here we go. There's a show called Shaboom Shaboom. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Pop vocal sounds of the 50s presented cabaret style. No plot, just music. You can catch it 8 o'clock Friday, 3 and 8 o'clock Saturday, and Sunday at the Quality Hill Playhouse.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
All right.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the bats.
That's Miranda Lambert, and she's not very happy in that song. Yowzer, man.
She makes me happy.
Yeah.
And Danny Alexander.
I like her.
Danny Alexander, our fine producer behind the glass, she knows that song.
Yeah.
I think Miranda appeals as much or more.
I bet Danny's thought about the lyrics to that song more than once in her life. Probably thought about them about me.
Women have their thoughts, Steve.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert and her buddy Dierks Bentley, we're going to do their hit country music thing at 7:30 Saturday night at the Sprint Center. Tickets still laugh. Here's a quote from Miranda. I like her. Did I say
that? The House That Built Me. Is that the song she did? I like that song.
Which one?
The House That Built Me.
That is one of her songs.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, she does. She broke out in 2005 with a great album called Kerosene. She came out, she used to be on Nashville Star, that reality TV talent show. She's been, basically since the age of 10, her country music-loving parents raised her to be a country music star, and they were very successful.
And just a quick note, something happening tonight. Our buddy Bobby Watson, who wrote the theme music for this program, will be presented with the prestigious Benny Golson Jazz Master Award at Howard University out in Washington, D.C. tonight. He's being honored for his excellence in jazz and his role as a mentor in the worldwide jazz community. Such a worthy recipient. Our congratulations to Bobby Watson.
Congrats to Mr. Watson.
Yeah, and thanks, Brian, for coming in.
Thank you.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Our show is produced by Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.